One definition of meditation could be that the mind and the body are together, the same place at the same time. And so just arriving in your body in a simple way, perhaps, in one place in the Buddha's main instructions for mindfulness, he said, we could just be aware there is a body. And from there, we might kind of arrive a little more close in to the physicality, the sensations in the body. Perhaps aware of the uprightness of the body, the contact points. And maybe being curious about whether there's relaxation in the body. Relaxation of body really helps our mind to be able to land in the present moment. And so you might just kind of check in. You can scan briefly through the body and see if there can be some relaxation. Maybe checking into the head and face, relaxing the head and face. Relaxing the neck, the shoulders, the arms, the hands. Relaxing the chest and upper back. Maybe taking a deeper breath and noticing how that supports relaxing that area of the body. Relaxing across the stomach, the abdomen, middle and lower back, the hips, the legs and feet. And then, having done this kind of brief scan of the muscles of the body, I often find it really supportive to check in and see how the inside of the body is. And maybe there can be some relaxation inside the throat. Maybe the heart can relax. The stomach, the intestines, maybe they can relax. And then, having relaxed the body to some extent, maybe the mind too can relax. Mental tension is often expressed with worries, concerns, thoughts about the past or the future, ruminations about now. And seeing if that, any mental tension, if there can be a softening there, setting it aside for the time being, for this period of this time together. Maybe the mind can relax. When the body and mind relax, kind of naturally our system becomes attuned or connected with what's happening in the present moment. Aware of the body, maybe of the breath. Maybe of feelings or emotions. And whatever is happening here in your experience in the present moment, can that be allowed? Can that be okay that it is arising and received? Meeting it, greeting it kind of with a friendly attention, a kind attention. This receptive side of the practice can be so supportive. Just opening and receiving what's already happening. Maybe exploring what's obvious in this moment. And can there be a relaxed receiving of experience? For some, it can be helpful to allow that receiving to attune to a particular aspect of experience. Maybe for some of you, it may be fine to settle back and see what wants to show up and just allow that to be received. For some, it can be helpful to attune perhaps to maybe the breath or a larger sense of the body sitting. Maybe the experience of hearing, some area of experience. And then receiving that, receiving a breath, receiving body sensations or receiving sound. Just remembering in a light way to stay connected to receiving experience. And of course, the mind will wander. It will forget to be attentive. And at some point, the mind will remember. Remembering will happen. It's a gift, that moment when mindfulness returns. We didn't do that. Conditions, supported the re-arising of mindfulness? And can the mind in that moment just receive that? Mindfulness has returned. And what's obvious in that moment? It's obvious in that moment may be connected to where the mind was a few moments before, in thoughts or wandering and feeling an emotion of some kind. It may be that that's there in the present moment. That's what's being received. Open to that. That's where to begin again, with what's already here. And if it's supportive for you, perhaps broadening to reconnect with the breath or the body. But more of a sense of letting the breath come back to you or the body sensations come back to you, as opposed to the idea of you're in control and dragging the mind around. It's kind of like allowing your mindfulness to respect what the mind is already doing in this moment, receiving. Relaxed, receptive awareness.